It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kavikian.
And good morning. My name is Phil Vacchio. That sounds better, right?
It does. Your voice sounds better too, Ben Pat.
I'm a rookie, so I had to fix things so that we could actually talk. So
well,
that's nice.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone out there. Phil and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and some combo of us is here every single weekend talking to you about estate planning and elder law. It's a call-in show, and you can reach us at 518-476-5900. And if you ever want to come into our offices in Albany, Saratoga Springs, or Kingston, you can reach us at 518-465-7581. I close my eyes, Ben, every time I say the number because I can't remember it otherwise.
I know. I watched you do that, and I thought, Dave is just trying to remember the number. That's all he's trying to do.
It's written on the back of his eyelid.
Yeah, Phil has saved me many a time in the last 6 months.
Nothing wrong with that. It's always good to have a co-pilot. So.
Well, Ben, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Phil, yourself?
Doing well. Thanks,
yeah.
Dave.
Yep. So today is, you're not just here just to be here, right?
No, I'm here for the day number two of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Capital Region Radiothon, which you guys have sponsored a part of that, which we thank you so much for.
Happy to. In fact, you know, Phil, before he joined the firm last year, happened to be listening to this program when we were on together.
Okay.
And on the spot, I was like, yeah, no, we'll sponsor something. So this year, at least, we knew ahead of time so we could sponsor at a time. What a great cause, Phil. It's really unbelievable.
It's a fantastic cause. Yeah, I was asking Ben before how many years they've been doing it for. And Ben, it was 23, you told me, Ben?
Yeah, it's the 23rd Radiothon, and I've been involved with all 23.
Well, so forget estate planning elder law. Tell us about the Radiothon. So what does it mean? It's day two. What does that mean exactly?
Well, the Radiothon is a two-day event. So we started yesterday with all the morning shows and then throughout the day. And we're trying to raise money for 1,000 nights of comfort care for families of the Ronald McDonald House. So folks that come to the Ronald McDonald House, wherever they come from, should never have to worry about paying for staying, things that they need. They just want to be with their child, loving on them, and just making sure that they're okay. So the last thing that they want to have to do is worry about, where am I going to stay? Do I have to get a hotel room? How are we going to travel back and forth from Warrensburg or Burlington, Vermont, or wherever they're from? So this is a way to help secure nights, because it costs about $120 a night to house a family at the Ronald McDonald House. So what we do is we raise that money, and it's only through the generosity of the Capital Region that this gets done.
Yeah,
our magic listeners are so good. When we ask, they always respond. And we are hoping, we're about, as of last night, we're at 73% of our goal.
Okay. Nice.
So we're at 724 nights, so we need a little more than 270 nights through today, and most of the stations will start at 10. We start at 11, and we're going to try and raise that money through telling stories and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's all about.
And people can call in during the Radiothon. How do they donate?
Yes, there are numbers for them to donate. They can also donate online, or they can text, because we all know kids love to text. And there'll be people at the Ronald McDonald House which will take the phone calls today. A little bit later on this morning, 518-438-2655. They can also donate online. They can go to our website, albanymagic.com, click on the Radiothon banner, or text RMHCCR to 56651, and they can donate any of those ways. Or they can show up at the mall today at Crossgates, because they'll be collecting down there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so there's three different spots that they'll be today, and also I believe there's another collection spot at Dick's House of Sports.
Okay.
So there are tons of ways that you can contribute.
That's great. And at both of those locations, they do have heat, I heard.
Which is
yes, there is.
So you
today.
Can be there if you're cold. Just go to the mall. There's heat,
can.
And you can donate some money.
That's right. And really, really help out, because a lot of folks, it's funny, in the 23 years that I've been doing this, people did not, when I've had conversations with them, they did not know about the Ronald McDonald House until it was thrust upon them.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are we going to do? Our kid is in the hospital, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And
I can't even imagine.
No. No, and you have kids, so you understand. Phil has kids, so he understands.
Of course.
You guys know more about it because you're involved now, and that helps. But if you were just a guy with, you know, a family and your daughter got sick, oh my God, all of a sudden you're out of your mind and you're not even thinking about the stuff that you need. Sleep, a place to stay, food to eat. You walk into the Ronald McDonald House in the evening after being at the hospital, and they've got a meal ready for you.
They have that. So. They have toys. I know that my daughter Jackie has put together some toys and donated it. My wife Isabel has, you know, had her class do things at the Ronald McDonald House. It's really great.
It's
one of those things, right? You know, right there, you can't be against it. It's like puppies for babies.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone is for the Ronald McDonald House. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And they started with one house and 8 rooms, and now there are 3 houses and 25 rooms, and they've, you know, connected them all together, and you know, it's
great.
They've got something in Lake George for families and stuff like that. It's just awesome.
So if you're listening now, make sure to listen later and think about the Ronald McDonald House.
That's great. Appreciate that.
What's going on, Phil?
Not much, Dave. How are you?
You look a little solemn today.
Not the best. A little sour end to my work day yesterday and the day and the week.
No, say it ain't so. What happened?
Hate to run into the weekend that way. I have to end with the success stories, helping people out. But it was one of those situations.
Did you get
where,
a paper cut? What happened?
Yeah, how'd you? You know I hate paper cuts. Well, no, it's one of those situations that I'm sure you've been in yourself, Dave, when you know I had a prospective client on a phone call doing a consultation. And they just want to hear an answer that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And we have to, unfortunately, in that situation, be the bearers of bad news. That happens sometimes in our profession. And sometimes people don't like to hear what we have to say, you know, this, despite it being true, right? So I had a situation where we had a very nice woman, and you could tell she was very upset. Her brother had just passed away recently. And I could tell very quickly they were very close with each other. And started to talk about the fact pattern and some of his assets, and it came up that he does not have a will. He doesn't have a will.
So, right? Phil, this is a consult for an estate administration.
Correct.
Loved one passed. You're meeting with loved one's sister. There is no will.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's the fact pattern. There's no will. She was telling him for years to get a will in place, and one of those things people procrastinate about quite often, like he did, and suddenly it wasn't expected he passed away. So we're talking about the fact pattern, and she's talking about his assets and what do I have to do to get them. So I start asking questions, and lo and behold, his father is still alive. Right?
Oh.
So, yeah, so his father's still alive, an older man, and
Hold on, Ben, do you know what that means when dad's still alive?
I do know what it means when father's still alive. That he has control over.
And there's no will.
The son with no will.
I assume
so there was no spouse.
Son had no kids.
No kids, right? No spouse, no kids. His sister was the closest to him with respect to their relationship. And dad was somewhat estranged. And when I told her that, unfortunately, you know, dad gets this, will he sign a waiver or renunciation? No, he would never. He'll go after it. And I had to be the one to say that, I'm so sorry you don't have an interest in the estate here. You know, and she kept fishing for different types of answers.
Hold on. She's sister. What do you mean? They're so close.
I know.
They love each
other. Right?
Yeah.
And it's the importance of doing a will. And, you know, I know she was taking it out on me, which is unfortunate, and I let her vent, and it's a hard part of our practice. But I hate to be that bearer of bad news when I know how easy it is to avoid that situation. You know, and she ended the conversation, and she set me up for the best comeback of my life, and I had to bite my tongue. I want to see how you would come back with this. She told me.
Not well. I don't even know what it was.
Here we go.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's what she said?
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't have. What would you
That's
have
true.
Responded to that?
I mean, the irony of that statement, where there is a will, there is a way. So she was saying, well, if I fight hard enough, I'll be able to do it. So let's fill everyone in here. If you die in New York without a will, the government doesn't get your money. Okay. There is a statute that says where your money goes. It's based off of your fact pattern, your family tree. As Phil mentioned, person dies without a spouse, without a child, without a will. The state of New York says, I don't care what charities you care about.
Yep.
I don't care that you gave to Ronald McDonald House your whole life. I don't care that you're incredibly close to your sister. New York law says everything goes up to mom and dad. And sometimes, normally, we're saying that is a potentially awful result because mom or dad, and I thought this is where you were going, is dad's in a nursing home, I thought you were going to say.
Which would be bad as well, but in this situation, he was, you know, estranged. They had a terrible relationship. He wouldn't have wanted his dad to get anything either, but either way.
Right, so the only way the money doesn't go to dad is if a son or brother, right, whatever,
right,
had beneficiaries on his stuff.
Correct.
Like life insurance has a beneficiary. He names his sister. The not having a will doesn't affect that asset.
Yep.
Or dad says, you know what? The son I haven't talked to in a very long time and am estranged from, and my daughter, who's probably same fact pattern, I will relinquish my share, which is 100%.
Right.
And allow my daughter, who I don't talk to get it.
Right, and sign this written formal renunciation, which she said he would not do. So, very unfortunate fact pattern. She was very upset by that.
So, the most basic of wills, where there is a will, there is avoidance of this.
Yeah, exactly.
At least.
Exactly.
And a basic will, we're not talking about a trust yet. We're just saying a will that says I give everything to my sister would mean at least everything's supposed to go to sister, but we would still have to probate that will. We'd still have to ask dad to sign a waiver.
Sure. Dad would still be involved.
We'd, you know, still
a will wouldn't
expense.
Have been the best answer here, but yeah, it would have been a better answer, and it probably would have went to her eventually. But, I mean, Dave, you've probably had situations like that, right? We have to give people, it's that oh, if only that he, I did this,
yeah,
or if only he listened and did the planning. And
I haven't had people angry at me because of the lay of the land. I don't, maybe she just didn't like you. I don't know.
It could be that. That happens now.
But I have had where the lack of meeting with an elder law attorney, I don't want to say it's got to be Herzog Law Firm, where, I mean, we're great, but there's other great people too.
Mm-hmm.
The failure to meet with someone like us cost a lot of money. And it was where, and Ben's heard this a bunch of times before. Ben, I don't know if you remember this. Family, you know, son, daughter come in. They say, we can't keep paying for mom's nursing home. And I say, well, you've been paying for mom's nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why?
Step number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, the nursing home said, we're fine. You know, we could now apply. We're down to 40 grand, 30 grand. And I say, okay. And we go through everything. And then we ask the question, has there been any transfers in the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, yeah, we used some of mom's money to pay our mortgage and pay off our school loans. And we have to tell them, well, that's going to be penalized.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only did you spend down mom's money where you didn't have to, but because of the gifting you also did, we now have a penalty.
Yeah.
So do you guys still have that money? And they say, no, but we have a jet ski or we have an addition on our house. So, well, then I guess we're going to still have to private pay for mom's care. And in my fact pattern, which is a little more complicated, if they just came in when mom first needed the nursing home, we could figure out a way to save half the money, lose half the money, you
sure,
know, whatever.
And when there's more money available, there's just more options, you know. And even if the family, sometimes you get the answer that, well, we don't really care about the money. We want it for mom's benefit, which is fantastic. I love to hear that. You shouldn't depend on your parents' money. But even in that scenario, there is more ways you can, I guess, get qualified for Medicaid sooner, spend that money on other things like necessary legal fees, instead of first giving it all to the nursing home. And then you're starting from behind the ball here.
Yeah.
When you start, when the money's gone, we have less options and not as great options. You know, I guess that's how we'd say that.
Man, that's tough. Tough for her because, you know, it's insult to injury. Obviously, she just lost someone she cared for deeply, right? That's obviously a huge deal. Who cares about the money?
Yeah.
But then on top of it, you know,
yeah, you're simultaneous.
A lot of people think the laws of, you know, aren't going to just give to someone you don't talk to anymore, but that's not how the laws work. The laws didn't know that.
Right. No, the law is not a sympathetic of a beast, if you will.
Well, we're going to talk about something better, I think, in the second half of the show. Phil, thanks for bringing us down here.
It's a tale of caution.
No, absolutely, 1,000%. I'm kidding.
Caution.
We'll be right back with more tales of caution in the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning, and we're back. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And my name's Phil Vacchio.
And his name over there is Ben Patton.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
It's so nice to be with you, Ben.
Yeah, it's
John
good
is
to be
great,
here.
By the way.
We yeah, John's
so
awesome.
John.
Yeah. Yep, John is awesome.
I love John. But you were my first love.
I understand. I understand, and first crushes are the hardest to get over. So, I get it.
You know, Phil, Ben used to have a calendar. They don't have it anymore, and it would just have anniversary dates or so-and-so, you know, Mick Jagger was born today or so-and-so. We had the greatest time just talking music.
Yep.
Yeah.
Common. Share of music is a great thing. Yeah.
We have a lot going on in our office, everybody out there. First of all, Ben, I don't know if you knew this. We moved our office. We had an office in Saratoga Springs, which was on West Harrison Street forever.
I remember.
On the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in a beautiful building at 60 Railroad Place, just a couple blocks over. A little bigger. We have a space where we're going to be able to actually do seminars in person, like a really big
nice
space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're really, really excited about it. We still are waiting for some furniture to come in.
Slowly.
I'm $20 richer because I had a bet within the firm that some furniture would not be delivered when they said, and would you look at that, I won.
Did you have a tip?
No, I just know how, you know how it works.
Speaking of tips, is it closer to the racetrack? That's what I want to know.
It is two blocks closer.
Slightly closer. Yes.
Actually, some of our co-tenants are, well, Naira's in the building.
They are.
And
well, I might have to come up for a visit.
Yeah, you might have to come in and visit.
That's right.
By the way, the Belmont.
I know. So excited. So excited.
What, is that this year they're having
this
it up
year.
Here?
And
this
maybe
year,
next
right?
year,
maybe
too.
Next year,
wow.
Yep. While they do
well, that's another one where they say they'll be ready by next year. I'll take the over.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you're talking about downstate.
Yeah.
It's always the over.
Oh, always over. Well, so Phil, I'm gonna add to what you were saying with that fact pattern where again someone passed without a plan. Ben, you reminded us no plan is a plan.
No plan is a plan.
And New York's plan was to give money to Dad.
Yep.
I had a fact pattern which I know you are very familiar with because you've seen it so often. So you meet with someone, and you meet again. Maybe mm-hmm. you meet one additional time, and they're really kicking the tires on a trust, specifically the Medicaid trust. They are thorough. They want to make sure they have all the details, the I's dotted, the T's crossed, making sure this is the right thing for them. After all, it is quote-unquote irrevocable,
yep.
but you taught them that irrevocable isn't what they think, and et cetera. So they finally decide to do the trust, and then it's another month or two where we are going through drafts. They have questions. They read everything. They read everything.
Mm-hmm.
Questions about the questions. Eventually, everything gets signed. And during that time, maybe 6 months went by. And now we're 3 years later, and I actually met a wife. Wife came back into the office without the husband because the husband is dealing with some stuff. He's got a diagnosis of dementia. It's been about a year of that diagnosis, but she came in because now she's starting to need help.
Okay.
She's starting to feel the wear and tear. She knows there's these programs out there that can help, community Medicaid, et cetera. And when we were talking about the different options she had, Phil, and we said, well, there's home care, you know, that there's good things about it. There's not so good things about it. You know, there's people in your house and et cetera.
Yeah, pluses and minuses,
yeah.
Everything.
And she said, well, what about a nursing home? I said, well, Medicaid can cover the nursing home. And you know, there's a 5-year look back period. We're only 3 years into the 5-year look back period. So that's not going to be a very good option right now if the concern is just, you know, money.
So they did the trust that 3 years ago, or they ended up doing the trust and they funded it with the house or some assets?
Ago. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And so our plan and our hopes and our fingers are crossed that the next 2 years goes as well as they could. I hope the next 10 years goes as well as it could. I hope he never is in a nursing home if that's the right fit for them and the right fit for her as a caregiver. easy for me to say. But the fact is that time really matters right now. And sometimes people, you know, I say to people, the days don't matter, the weeks maybe don't matter, but the months do, because when there's a 16-month look back period,
yep,
and you fast forward to, you know, 4 years and 11 months down the road, you need a nursing home. Well, that month really mattered, because we could have been through 5 years and we're not.
Yeah.
So that month may be a private pay month.
And the older you are, the longer 5 years is in terms of, you know, staying healthy, right?
That's very profound.
The
longer 5 years is.
That's very good.
Thank you very much.
That is very good.
Sometimes I should write that down.
I'm going to write that.
Yeah.
With all seriousness, that's the best way to put it. It is a longer period of time when you're older.
Yeah, and you want to plan when you're young enough and you're healthy enough, but it is one of those situations where people commonly kick it down the road and, you know, I'll deal with it later and I don't want to make that commitment
Factually, it will be dealt with later. It will happen later, but your options may be limited.
I just hate, you know, I always told my clients too when they're asked, take for example, some of our clients that come in are older already. They didn't do the trust when it would have been an optimal time. They're still old. And I get the question sometimes, well, you know, my mom or dad is you know, 82 years old. It's too late, right? It's too late. And my answer always is, well, you know, A, we have clients over 100 years old we see all the time. I mean, people live a long time nowadays. And too often I hear, hey, I should have done that 5 years ago. And I hate to hear that. I tell the clients, do you want to come back to me 5 years from now and say, we should have did it then? Because that's a strong possibility. We see that happen all the time. And Plan A is always the ideal plan. Say we do this trust, we fund it, 5 years pass, we're golden, right? But plan A doesn't always work out. But what you know, Dave, is there's always a plan B.
There's the plan B. Plan B is never as good as plan A.
It's not as good, but we don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, there's always things we could do. You know, we obviously want to be able to protect all the money, but money's not as important as the care and all that stuff. The thing is that if we do it the right way, we actually don't have to give anything up. We're able to still control and enjoy our assets and you know, change our mind, change our plan. If brother in your fact pattern happened to have done a trust, well, you know what? He would have never had those long-term care needs. He wouldn't have seen that benefit of the trust, but he would have avoided probate. He would have had a plan that left things to the people he wanted to leave things to. And so, you know, and he could always have changed his mind. You know, down the road, he could have had a reunification with his other family members and maybe change his mind as to who gets his
Always a way to change these things. Even with the irrevocable trust, right? Irrevocable. You can change things. You can change trustees. You can change beneficiaries. So there's things we can do. You still maintain a degree of control. But you don't want that story where you're one of those, I should have did it, I didn't do it, or it's too, you know, too late now, whatever the case is.
You know, this morning, before I texted you about what we should talk about, I did some calculations, guys. So do you know what 13 means?
I didn't know I was going to have to do math.
So the two numbers are 13 and 58. Any ideas?
13 is an unlucky number, right?
It is.
Okay.
Baker's dozen.
Yeah, Baker's dozen.
Yep.
It is also a number of days until Groundhog Day. Which is apparently when we'll find out how long winter will be.
Good old Porksatawny Phil. You know that's his name?
Yeah, I did know that.
I share a name with a groundhog. I'm very proud of that.
We've all seen Groundhog Day, Phil. We all know.
Yes.
Over and over and over again.
All right, well, how about 58, you smart guys here?
That's when you should start putting your house in a trust.
The number of days to the potential Medicaid 2.5-year look back?
No.
Is that not
close?
Is it the end of spring training and the first baseball game?
You said a word that's part of the answer.
Spring?
The first day of spring.
Okay.
Is that?
58 days away.
And that would be 6 weeks after Groundhog Day.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, I just want to give everyone a little bit of
hope.
You know, sunshine and hope and heat.
Hope.
And although I do think it's been a wonderful winter, and I think it's going to get a lot warmer in the next week.
Yeah, we're supposed to be almost to freezing by Monday and in the 40s midweek.
I think the snow's going to all get out of here.
It's been very mild so far. I can't complain too much.
Which I'll tell you, it's wonderful for our clients because in the wintertime, it gets very busy, the wrong kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the right kind of busy, Ben, where people come in, they're proactive.
Right.
And
they're ahead of where they need to be, right?
The bad kind of busy, Phil, you know, the bad kind of busy is a lot of appointments because mom fell and dad fell, and because where did they fall? Well, they fell outside because it's icy, it's snowy, it's this and that. It's been very mild that way, which is great. We have not been busy that way, which we are very happy about.
Yeah. Well, a lot of winters, something like that happens. They fall. They're in a rehab. And it's the wintertime. There's a case of pneumonia going around. Everyone's catching it, right? And that makes it much harder to recover, if you will. Unfortunately, it leads to a lot more deaths in this time of year, which we don't like to see. But it's a fact of life. I mean,
I want to talk about this radiothon for a moment again. I mean, I feel like we should use some of our airtime here to talk more about it.
Well, again, we're real appreciative that you have come on board and are sponsoring part of the radiothon.
I don't even know when we're what little block we have, but I'm going to be listening later on today.
Good.
I might even go to the mall. They have heat there.
So. They do have heat there. And you can contribute in three different places, so that would be very nice.
Yeah, so let's go through this, Ben. They can go online, I'm sure.
That's right. You can donate online, go to our station website, albanymagic.com, click on the Radiothon banner. You can text RMHCCR to 56651.
That seems confusing there. It's probably
Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Capital Region.
RMHCCR
to 56651.
Okay. You
can also call the phone room at the house, 518-438-2655. Now, if you want to get out of the cold and go to the mall, look for the volunteers, second floor outside of Best Buy, first floor in front of Apex Entertainment, and first floor in front of Burlington.
Okay, so just walk around the mall.
Around the mall, you're going to run into people. You can also donate from 10 until noon at Dick's House of Sports in Latham. They'll be right near the rock climbing wall, so you could get your exercise in and donate as well.
Mm. I haven't been there here. That's a great place, though, too.
The rock climbing?
Well, they have, I think, a batting cage, virtual golf.
It's a whole day
setup.
Really?
Yeah, and they don't charge you to go in, so it's free to walk through the doors, and then once you're in there,
okay,
good place to bring the kids, get out of the cold, donate to a great cause.
Yep,
not a bad.
Send them over to the rock climbing wall, and you hit some balls.
There you go.
I like it. What are you doing later?
Yeah, really. I'm busy. I'm busy with the radiothon. Thanks, Dave.
So are we? The number of nights you set seemed like it was more than halfway, and this is day two.
I think we're on pace. I think we can always. We'd like to go over, of course, but you know we've got some work to do, and that starts at 10 this morning. So, you sponsored 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to sponsor? I have 2 o'clock this afternoon. Oh no. Guess what hour you're sponsoring?
What's that?
My 11 o'clock hour.
Oh, coming up?
Thank you very much.
Oh, nice. Wonderful. Okay.
So I'll make sure I give you extra plugs.
No, thank you.
Thanks.
You don't have to do that. Just tell people to donate more and more.
Yeah. Well, we're going to try and do that. But again, the generosity of the Capital Region, just unbelievable. And Magic listeners are awesome.
Well, it's a great cause. You know, we Herzog supports a lot of very good causes.
Alzheimer's big into purple.
Yep. ALS. We actually just had a presentation at ALS Center.
Oh yeah, I didn't, how'd that go, Dave? I didn't.
It was really good and informative. You know, it's talk about having lots of things going on, Ben, Phil. When you get a diagnosis, your mind is going really, really fast, and there's some really basic things that you need to have set up: wills, powers of attorney, healthcare proxies.
Right.
Really, no matter what, but in particular when some of these bad things come down the pike. Mm-hmm. Really terribly important stuff.
Yeah, and even to revisit them to make sure they're still, you know, valid and sufficient with this new information and light, is it still, for what you need, what you may need in the future, is it still sufficient? Because it isn't always. Sometimes changes need to be made to the documents.
Yeah, I mean, powers of attorney change, your mind changes, right? Your age changes, and sometimes you go from a will to a trust, and so on, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about that sister, and I don't know if she's a listener at all. I hope that she'll be proactive in her plan. You know, like, obviously, you know, there's not a lot she can do with her brother's plan. But
yeah, use it as a wake-up call sometimes.
Yeah. So. Thanks, everyone. Listen to the Radiothon here.
Starts at 11 this morning.
Take care.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.